Bulldog Stadium, and we welcome you in here on your home of Bulldog Athletics, AM 1360 KOHU. As well, if you're joining us online at GoHermiston.com and Mixler.com/1360KOHU, the web stream, powered by Blue Mountain Networks, that is internet at the speed of life. I'm Eric Olson alongside Sonny Leiby as we get set for the final game of the regular season. Hermiston playing host to the Kennewick Lions. Kennewick 7-1. They are trying to put themselves in a position to at least have a share of the Mid-Columbia Conference title. With a win here tonight, they are trying to impress the seeding committee, who will meet on Sunday morning to decide where they are going to send Kennewick and Hermiston in the round of 32. Sonny, the Bulldogs have to do that same thing, have to be impressive here tonight for the seeding committee, but also we just get the sense around this game, this senior class, this group of 21 that got honored just a few minutes ago, they really want one against Kennewick.
Yeah, they do. They want to get this one. You know, and the big thing about it is whether they win or lose this game, what they need to do is have a good performance. I mean, if they have a strong performance and finish, but the seniors really want this game.
Elijah Robinson, Neil Stasek, Ami Tuya, and Ben Larson are the four who step forward for the coin toss. Hermiston clad in their third uniform. This is the purple top with the gold numerals, black pants with the gold stripes on the side, the white helmet with the purple H. Kennewick visiting Hermiston tonight. White top, black numerals trimmed in orange with black pants, the black helmet with the big orange K on the side. The Lions have been impressive, maybe most so on the defensive side of the ball. They are numerically the best defense in this conference. They have given up 443 fewer yards than the second best defense. That is the powerful Chiawana defense. Sonny, what makes this Kennewick defense so good?
They just fly to the ball, and they're physically tough. They really are. They're good football specimens out here. There's nobody. The defensive side only has a couple of guys that are big, but they have a bunch of Stasics out there. They really do. They fly to the ball very well. They read the play very well, and they go out and they evidently watch a lot of film, because they are very well prepared for teams.
It finally feels like football weather. 38 degrees, mostly clear. There is actually a little bit, if you kind of look off in the distance at the softball complex to the north of the football field here at Bulldog Stadium, the lights kind of dimly show a little bit of moisture in the air in the presence of some fog. Not really a breath of wind to speak of either. We're going to see the Kennewick offense first as Abel Alatorre comes out to get set to kick it away. Alatorre is part of that very large senior class. Had a good game last week, a couple of touchbacks. He is going to put boot to ball here towards the west end zone. Kennewick attacking left to right to start things off this evening. And for them, it is the leading running back in the conference, Alex Roberts, the junior, who is back to receive deepest for Kennewick, standing at the 5-yard line. Alatorre, the approach and the boot is going to drive Roberts back a step into the end zone. Touchback is how this game starts, in Kennewick with the ball on the 20-yard line. Starting lineups are brought to you by Rogers Toyota, and for the Lions, their line is impressive, and it starts with their Idaho-bound left tackle, Nathan Kanapik, 6'7", 260 pounds. He's a senior. Jose Cadenas, the guard inside of him, 6'3", 300. He's a junior. Marcos Acevedo is the senior at center, 5'11", 220 pounds. Right guard is Lincoln Pennington, 6 feet tall, 260 pounds, and a junior. And Isaac Gay, the right tackle, 6'4", 255, and a senior. Acevedo is snapping the ball to senior quarterback Ambrose Driver. Driver will go under center with an I formation offset to the right behind him. Two receivers right on first down and 10 from the 20. Toss play to the right. Ball dropped by Roberts. Picks it back up. Hit in the backfield and dropped 4 yards back for a loss. Hermiston flying to the ball. McCammy got there along with Andre Saldana, and they drop Roberts for a loss of four on the opening play of the game.
And what number is Saldana tonight?
Saldana is wearing number 99 tonight. Saldana at one defensive end. Colin McCamey at the other defensive end. Robbie Akers, and Tanner McCoy, the tackles. Second down and 14 after the loss. Back to a shotgun set. Driver to throw. Right side quick toss to his favorite receiver. Pulled in by Dave Wachenski. Wachenski churns his big body. 6'3", 215 pounds. The senior gets all the way up to the 24-yard line. An 8-yard gain. Third down and medium, however, facing the Lions. The rest of the defense for Hermiston. Behind those four on the line, the linebackers, Ben Larson and Neil Stasek. Stasek still the leading tackler in the conference at 68.5 tackles. The safeties are Ami Tuya and Kellen Young, with Jaime Ramirez Ortega, Justice Council at the cornerback positions, and Alex Garcia starts at Rover. Third and six from the 24. Kennewick dropped off sides. Two receivers going early. Didn't introduce the receivers yet in the starting lineup. Dave Wachenski, we mentioned already, along with Kyler Witowski, Dane McClure, and Aiden Metz. So that makes it an even harder third down and 11. 10:47 on the clock, the opening drive and the opening plays. Kennewick has had a couple of different missteps. The fumble, they recovered, and now that penalty to bring up third and 11 from the right hash mark. Driver in a pistol set with Roberts behind him. Three receiver options to the left. Driver takes the snap. He will roll out to the left side. Roberts blocking in front. Delivers towards the sideline into the hands of McClure for the first down. Steps out of bounds into his own bench at the 32-yard line.
That time, Kellen Young there to make the stop. Eric, Kennewick does something that they used to do in years past. They won the toss and actually chose to receive. And you usually do not see that. You usually see them defer and take it in the second half. But this is old school now from Kennewick.
The Lions will send trips out to the right side with, again, the pistol set from the left hash mark, 32. First down and 10. Driver, the seniors, thrown for over 1,260 yards this season. Handoff, Roberts into the open. Far sideline, down the left wing. He goes across the 50. Now inside the 20, at the 15. Caught from behind and thrown down by Justice Council all the way down to the 3-yard line. A huge run for Alex Roberts. Goes for 71 yards. And the Lions are knocking on the door to get the opening touchdown, not quite 2 minutes into the game.
Well, a great job of blocking by the wideout on the far side, Eric. Got the receiver come in and made the crackdown block inside and allowed him to get out on the edge.
H-back right, tight end right, a receiver each way, pistol set for Driver on first and goal from the three, lobs it into the left corner, way too tall for Kyler Witowski, incomplete.
Council out there on the coverage that time, and you're right, it was about 4 yards over the top of him.
Witowski, 15 catches, 317 yards this season. Wachenski is the leading receiver by a lot. He's got 44 receptions this year and 616 yards. 10 times he's gotten into the end zone, wide to the right. Turn and hand straight up the middle. This time Roberts churns his way into the end zone. The leading touchdown scorer in the conference has his 11th on the ground this year. He has his 13th on the ground this year. And the junior has put Kennewick in front with 10:01 on the clock.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say before the snap, they brought McIntyre in, the all-league, all-everything linebacker, as a blocking back, the lead back to bring him in. He just followed McIntyre right into the end zone.
Senior Nate Bass is the holder as Tanner Larson tries to make this a 7-0 lead. In the opening 2 minutes at Bulldog Stadium, he does. 7-0 the score in favor of Kennewick. The big run by Alex Roberts gets them in to scoring position, and then he punches it in from 4 yards out. And we'll be back. Hermiston getting the ball for the first time after this on AM 1360 KOHU.